Gerald, Gerald Pouncey, Pouncy, 11-22-63. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, number two, fever, leg pain, arm pain, palpitation, dizziness. I've been feeling so tired lately. Number three, I've gained a bunch of weight. Number four, next number, I'm not sleeping well. Next number, with fatigue all the time. Next number, my wife has COVID. Our patient is a 59-year-old gentleman. He's a service manager at a rental company. He comes in today with a 3 days history of cough, congestion, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle ache, leg pain, and arm pain, period. And the paragraph symptoms have been present for 3 days, as I mentioned. Also, he's had issues with tiredness, feeling bad, not sleeping, falling asleep all the time, and has gained about 10 pounds since about 3 months ago, period. New paragraph. His family history is positive for lung cancer, stroke, and COPD. Mom died of COPD, dad died of lung cancer. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He works full-time, allergy, non-vaccination, has been jabbed, J-A-B-B-E-D, times three. Surgery, right eye surgery, medical problems, hypertension, DPH. Medication, terazosine, T-E-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, 10 milligram once a day. Review of system as above, 263 pounds, increased weight gain noted, 96%, 98, 16, 76, 140 over 78, heart positive 1, positive 2, not tachycardic at this time, lungs, bronchi, furals, abdomen is soft, there's generalized tenderness noted, most likely because of vomiting, no rebound tenderness noted, neck shows no JVD, but lymphadenopathy noted, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Assessment number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, maintenance exam, colonoscopy needed. Number three, tiredness, fatigue. At one time, we were looking at a sleep study for him, but she never had done. We'll reschedule for sleep study. Number four, check blood work, including testosterone, because of tiredness. Number five, as far as COVID-19, we'll treat with Decadron. Rocephin. Next number is leg pain and arm pain. Toradol, 60 milligram IM. Next number, lots of liquid. At home, next number, check blood work. Next number, return in 3 days. Next number, sleep study order. Next number, because of leg pain and arm pain, we looked at his legs and arms. There was no sign of DVD. Next number, DVT. Next number, we looked at his abdomen because of his nausea and vomiting. No issues were noted with gallstones or any other abnormality. Next number, liver appears fatty. Next number is treated with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, and Albuterol at home. Next number, if condition gets worse, get a chest x-ray. Next number is history of palpitations and tachycardia, most likely related to COVID-19. Compared to echocardiogram in 2020, there's no significant change. RVH noted as before, hence the reason for sleep study. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next, with family history of stroke and dizziness. Next number is arm pain, reveals no evidence of DV2 or PVD in the upper extremity. Next number, DPH noted per ultrasound findings, as was noted earlier, hence the reason for terazosine, T-E-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N. Next number, reevaluate in 3 days. Next number, go to the emergency room or come back if develop chest pain, shortness of breath, or worsening condition. Next number, we offer patient chest x-ray. At this time, he wants to hold off unless his condition gets worse. Next number, colonoscopy has been scheduled. As I mentioned, above was discussed with patient and wife at length before leaving our office. Thank you. Oh, this is today's the 26th, but dated for the 25th, please. He was seen on the 25th. Thank you.